Well, what it's all down to really is the fact that the European Championship has been going to be played in part in Ireland next year. You know, it's the first time it's gone away from, you know, one nation host, not two. You know, we haven't seen two nations do it in the past, but this is going to be completely different. There's so many across Europe that are going to be involved. We are very pleased that we've got three group stage matches and one last 16. So we're trying to take this exhibition around the country, get people involved, get them to have a better understanding what the European Championship is all about. I think next year's its 60th anniversary. And how it's grown. You know, when you think back to when it first started, there was only a small handful of nations involved, to the entity it is today and the fact that it is so huge. I think when it comes to publicity and worldwide audience, I think only the World Cup and the Olympics get bigger audiences. So it shows you how big it is, how important it is. We've qualified for the last two in 2012 and 2016. So we'd love to make it three in a row. So a bit of pressure on Mick and the lads to do that. And they're in a decent position to do so. But the exhibition itself is free, you know, first and foremost, you know, so no expense to parents, grandparents. I think it's something that you should come, if you're interested in sport, come along and view. There's plenty to do. There's video games. I'm sure lots of kids are interested in that. There's also a booth there where you can go and commentate on previous games. And who knows, we might find the next commentator to take on George Hamilton. So it's something I think is, you know, if you're interested in sport, it's something that you should come along and have a look at.
Well, it's been hosted in the Regional Cultural Centre here in Letterkenny. I think Letterkenny is the fifth destination for it. It's been around the country and it's split up into a number of zones. There's Republic of Ireland. There's also local stuff because, well, there's Finn Harps, Derry City here in the northwest. So it's been sort of tweaked at for the regions.
Yeah, not only that. I mean, it's what's been absolutely phenomenal about it is, you know, you're talking about the venues that we've been to. We've been to Sligo, we've been to Waterford, we've been to Limerick, and we've been to Cork. Most recent one, and when we were in Waterford, Michelle O'Neill, who was one of the assistant referees for the Ladies World Cup final. She came along and she brought along her referee's top that she wore that evening with her yellow and red cards. On one of the cards had the goal scorers from the match between the USA and I think it was Holland that was in the final. And on the other was, you know, all the names of the referee and the assistants who were involved. So it was lovely. I mean, it was just completely out of the blue. She didn't have to do that, but it really added to the exhibition itself. And hopefully, you know, that might happen here. But in Donegal, I think it's usually important that we just don't look at the players who represent the country at international level. It's about domestic football as well. So I'm sure whoever comes along, there's always something for them to look at. There might be some family members, whoever it may be, supporters of that particular club, to come and have a look at what other players have done in this area and how they've promoted soccer. Because that's what it's all about. You know, for me, it is to showcase the exhibition, is to showcase the European Championships, is to hopefully reciprocate in many respects what other countries have done for us, which is put on a fantastic show. When our supporters have gone to see our teams play in the big tournaments, they've come back and, you know, we know that we've won the best fans at that particular competition. But, you know, it's the host nation that makes it. It's you going to their restaurants, their bars, them making you feel welcome, you feel happy and safe in the environment you're in. You look at their culture, you look at what they've got to offer, and you'll see a lot of Irish players have stayed there. Some haven't come home. Others have gone back there on holiday because they enjoyed it so much, and that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to promote Ireland as a nation for fans when they come over here to have a fantastic time. I'm sure they're going to have a great welcome.
And of course, for people who may not know, you have Donegal connections, in particular Buncrana.
Yeah, my father was born in Buncrana. I've got family in Letterkenny, and so I've actually been here to see them already this evening. One of my family members works in the big stores over the road from where we are, so I went along there and surprised her only a few minutes ago. It was great to go and see her, and she'll be bringing the grandkids down who are into sport, and they'll be coming along to have a look at the exhibition. So yeah, my roots are in Donegal. You know, one of my great memories is coming here in 1989. It was actually the old Finn Harps chairman and president of the FEI, Fran Fields, that brought me along. Fran actually He was the car in the front, and he was taking me from, we actually played in Dundalk, I think it was, and brought me up to Donegal Town Centre. And it was back in the days when you had to go through border control. And I was thankful that Fran was with me, because the way things were at that stage, he knew everyone. So he was just putting his hand up when we were getting pushed through. So that was the last time my father actually came back to Donegal. He had a fantastic time in Buncrana. That was in the August time, and sadly passed away in the December. So, you know, for me, it was a great memory to bring him along, for him to see all his old haunts where he used to go as a youngster. So great memories.
Now, you spend quite a bit of your time as a football pundit on radio and television and all the various outlets that there are. So looking at Mick McCarthy and the side so far, I mean, it's a case of so far so good.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, at this stage, you know, with the games that we've played, you know, we'll beat the teams we were supposed to beat, you know, Gibraltar home and away, Georgia at home. Yeah, that's a game expected to win. Then the two draws that we've got, you know, one's very good, going away to Denmark and getting the result there. Switzerland being behind and then coming back just shows you, you know, that never say die attitude. We've got three huge games coming up, absolutely huge. And, you know, I think the one against Georgia is the one, because if you look, I think Switzerland went there and won, if memory serves me right. Certainly Denmark went there most recently and got a draw, and just shows you how tough it can be. If we can go in there and win, you don't have to put a lot of pressure on Switzerland and Denmark. And it might just boil down to the last game against Denmark. And we owe them. You know, they knocked us out of the World Cup, you know, in their playoff matches, where they really did take us to task in that second leg at the Aviva Stadium. It might come down to that. And we're hopeful that we'll be in it until that point. And if we are, you know, I think the boys will be ready for it. Because what an incentive. The incentive for the players is, I think you're going to have at least two games of the four, you know, playing here in Dublin in front of your home support. All of Ireland will be out to support them. For the players, it's huge, absolutely huge. And I'm sure they're fully aware of that.
And let's hope Seamus Coleman will be the man leading them out.
Yeah, I mean, Seamus has been brilliant. I mean, the way he's came back from that leg break is incredible. You know, a lot of other players might not have got through it in the manner that they have, but he's got this terrific desire, determination, great humility about him. You know, he's a very humble man. Loves his country, loves playing football, and there's nothing he would want more than to qualify and lead his team out at the Aviva when it comes to the Euros next year.